Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Let's try this again. My bad. I keep muting myself. I don't think I'm muted now. I think I'm actually unmuted, which is a good thing. This is a start. Anywho, what I was attempting to do there was play a track by the Memorials. They are a band, a new band, out of Oakland, California. This band that was started by Thomas Pridgen, who's a Grammy award-winning drummer who played with the Mars Volta for a couple of years. And now he's got his own thing going on. You know, I was trying to play that track, and I was trying to lead into it there. And lo and behold, I look over, and my on-air button is muted. So you didn't get any of that. Anywho, I'd like to thank our listener. For tuning in. It looks like we have somebody that's tuning in as a guest. They keep refreshing. I don't know if the audio quality is bad or if we're having some technical difficulties here. Who knows? I want to do some investigating. I'll be right back. Right here on your After Party Sexy Time show. Hey, girl from Detroit. So glad you could make it. I was just commenting that I thought you were probably that guest. And I'm glad you were able to log in as yourself. Yeah, it's working. Everything's smoothed out now. I'm not muted. And I'm going to try, you know, I was listening back to the podcasts the archives, and I noticed the music, at least in the playback, was really loud. So I'm going to try playing this at 70% instead of 100, and maybe it's not going to distort quite so much. Anyways, you're tuned to your After Party Sexy Time show. Right now, it's just me and you, girl, from Detroit. Mono e mono, one-on-one. So we can make this what you want to make it. Yes, you are a sneaky one. Anyways, I'm going to play this track. I'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Yeah.
There we go. I did it again. Didn't unmute myself. By now, girl from Detroit, you know better. You know that after the song ends abruptly, like it usually does in this program, you hear dead silence because I've more than likely muted my channel and am unable to be heard by the masses. I actually was talking for a couple seconds there until I realized it. Par for the course. What can you do? Yeah, so girl from Detroit, I've been having some issues with the Facebook. I can't post things. Like, when you just go to your main Facebook page, in your news feed, and you put in what's on your mind, I'll put, like, having sex is on my mind. And I want to share that. And I press share, and then it says, oh, wow, it worked. Whoops. Now suddenly... All right, so I just posted that I'm having sex on Facebook. That's great. I don't know what happened. You know what? I couldn't all day today. I couldn't post anything on Facebook. And then the one time I try it randomly on the air here, I just put in having sex. Like, yeah. But whatever. I mean, I might as well Facebook that I'm having sex. Okay, girl from Detroit saw my status. There's nothing I can do about it now. It's out there. I'm having sex. This is great. So I just Facebooked that I'm having sex, and then girl from Detroit says, that's awesome. And I'm going to type back, thanks. Appreciate the support. That's great. I love it. Facebook, social networking is so much, social media is so amazing. It really is. It's an endless bounty of entertainment. Yeah, now I'm going to poke girl from Detroit. So this is just an all out social media fest that we are putting on here right now, girl from Detroit. We are getting some shit done. Yeah, anyways, I'm taking calls in case you didn't notice. The number is 347-826-7667. So I tried watching some of the opening of Saturday Night Live. It wasn't very funny. I didn't get it. And yeah, I think I think Saturday Night Live is losing it. I don't even know who's hosting it. They had the chick that they have hosting it tonight. I have no clue who she is. I'm so out of touch. I have no clue who these people are anymore. Totally lost. But I'll tell you what I am in touch with. What's going down in the Major League Baseball right now? The hometown San Francisco Giants representing the Bay in the World Series. People are going nuts around here. Most people I'm connected to on Facebook are like old friends from high school, college, blah, blah, blah. California people, Bay Area people. And that's all I saw on my Facebook feed, was just endless stream of Giants, go Giants, yay, hum daddy, or what is it? Hum baby. That's great. People are stoked. Such a great game. Nail biter. It was a thriller. It really was. Great game. So So hopefully they can do it in a series. That'd be great. Giants and Rangers Wednesday at AT&T Park, San Francisco. Check it out. Yeah, people are stoked on that here. Also, people still seem to be ablaze about this Juan Williams thing. I don't know if you're keeping up on this girl from Detroit, but Juan Williams was recently let go by NPR for some allegedly questionable comments that he made on the O'Reilly Factor on Monday. And everybody's just going to town with that story. Meanwhile, he's laughing all the way to the bank. He scored a $2 million contract with Fox News to be their resident, supposedly left-wing pundit. Him and Mark Lamont Hill are the two in-house bleeding heart liberals that are the only thing giving any sort of veil of legitimacy to the Fair and Balanced network. Oh, they have Alan Combs too. I forgot. They have Alan Combs, Juan Williams, Mark Lamont Hill, Kirsten Powers is another one. There's a couple. They actually have a pretty solid stable of left wing punditry in house there at Fox News. Yeah. But I digress. I don't want to bore you, girl from Detroit. Maybe you're not interested in politics or the news or the gossip or blobbity bloobity. But there's been a number of things that have been sort of in heavy rotation, at least mentioned a lot on the Twitter and on the Facebook, which I just realized I can now say what's on my mind. Oh man, that's great. I wish more people would respond to my having sex post. Maybe people thought I was real. I was being serious. Who knows? Emma Stone, Zombieland. Wait, Emma Stone. How do I know that name? I did not see Zombieland. I don't know her from that. It's not the chick from Harry Potter. Is that the chick from Harry Potter? The girl in Harry Potter? Let's see. Emma Stone. Wiki. You just gotta wiki it all. That's just how it is. She made her film debut in I Have Ronnie Is Coming True in a Bit, he says. Okay, cool. Yeah, bring it on. Well, it's kind of just a nice being one-on-one here with you, girl from Detroit. I have you all to myself. But, yeah, Emma Stone. Born in 1988. Oh, my God. She's a little baby. She made her feature film debut in the comedy Superbad in 2007. Stone was previously a cast member of the TV series Drive. She appeared in The House Bunny and Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. She then starred in the horror comedy Zombieland and the indie comedy Paper Man in 2009. In 2010, Stone voiced the character Maisie in Marmaduke and stars in the high school comedy ECA. So, girl from Detroit is familiar with ECA. Stone's upcoming films include the Steve Carell comedy Crazy Stupid Love, an adaptation of the Catherine Stockett best-selling novel The Help, and a role in the comedy Friends with Benefits. She'll voice a character in the DreamWorks animation comedy The Croods. The Croods? The Croods. And will play Gwen Stacy in a reboot of the Spider-Man film series. You're talking a reboot? Is that what they're calling him now? They're not even calling him a... Hey, Ronnie Rucker, nice. Yeah, so they're not even calling him remakes anymore. They're calling him reboots now. Is that the thing? She's playing Gwen Stacy in a reboot of the Spider-Man film series. Is that what they did with, what was that film? Incredible Hulk. They did an Incredible Hulk with Eric Banda. And then, like, 2 years later, they did a reboot, I guess you would call it now. And they rebooted it and did it with Ed Norton. Like, 2 years later, 3 years later. Like, the first one was supposed to be the shit. It was, like, was it Anne Lee directed it? Who directed that? Somebody big directed it. And it flopped. And then, so they redid it again. And I don't think it did much better. I don't know. Anyhoot. Yeah, there's a... I think there's a subtle difference between the remake and the reboot. And, of course, there's also the sequels and prequels and all that bullshit. Yeah, so there she is, Zombieland. Didn't see it. She looks like a little cutie, though. It's kind of like Stepford Wives-ish, though. Like the next generation of Stepford Wives or some shit. So anyway, oh, you missed Ronnie. I just played the Memorials, this band I'm trying to turn you on to. They're coming out with a track. Well, they've already come out with tracks. They're coming out with a record in a couple of weeks. And they're doing a show with Street Sweeper Social Club down at the Roxy, November 8th. It's the Memorials and Street Sweeper Social Club. It's like sort of like a mini little showcase. But yeah, I played, I bootlegged some Memorials shit and played it. Yeah, here, I'll just play it again. Fuck it. I'm going to take a little break here. Try to do a tinkle. And while I'm doing that, I want to introduce Ronnie to the Memorials. This is the track I just played a second ago, but I'll play it again. Fuck it. It's in heavy rotation right here. I'm playing at 70%. So let me know if this peaks, because I noticed when I play stuff at 100%, like at least in the playback, the archive, it just sounded super distorted. So here we go, the Memorials, second try. Or third try, or however many. Right here on your After Party Sexy Time program, your host, Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, I hit the unmute. I got it almost in time there. My bad. Yeah, so that's the memorials with West Coast. And yeah, Ryan, I think you'll dig them. Oakland, California, representing there. Thomas Pridgen, the drummer from formerly of Mars Volta, among others. Grammy award-winning drummer, extraordinaire, protege, whatever you want to call him. He basically kicks ass and smokes a lot of blunts. He isn't shy about either or. So yeah, check them out. And Thomas is really, I'm following him on Twitter, Facebook. He's on Tumblr too. He's already on the Tumblr. He's like 20, what, 25, 26? So he's like in that generation that's just like locked into social networking and all that business, bitch-assness. Anyway, so yeah, that was a little taste of them. That's the track that I'm digging. They did a little behind-the-scenes underground video for that that's on YouTube right now. It's pretty cool. And yeah, so they're doing, they have their record come out in a couple weeks, and they're doing a show with Street Sweeper Social Club at the Roxy in LA, which I was at a couple of months ago. Speaking of the Roxy, my friends from Brooklyn, New York, Outer National, did a gig at the Roxy a couple months back, and they invited me down, and I came down and shot some video and recorded the audio of the set, and they did a kick-ass job. And the Roxy is a cool little spot to see a show, very intimate, very LA, but still, you know, good for punk rock shows, good for live stuff. I've seen all kinds of stuff there. I've seen jam bands there, I've seen rock bands there, and last time I was there, I saw these guys, my old pals, Outer National from Brooklyn, New York. This was recorded live at that, from that show at the Roxy on Sunset Boulevard. This is Outer National doing Kick at Amos. Now, I'm going to try this one at 70% too, because, I don't know, tell me if the audio is like tweaking or sounds or is like, tell me if it sounds like it's peaking or whatever, because like it's distorted. What happened? That didn't fuck up. What are you talking about? Did I mute myself? All right. Anyways, here's Outer National with Kick at Amos. We'll be right back.
There's a trail of tears, a new trail of death, the vigilantes and coyotes watch the sunset in the borderland with the rattlesnakes. No water, no people, a dying mistake. Que tenemos nada, que queremos todo el mundo. Que tenemos nada,
Los Angeles, you gotta make some motherfucking noise for the deputy mayor of Staten Island, New York City. My main man, Dr. Boom.
There you have it, Outer National with Geica Lemos live at the Roxy in Los Angeles, California, recorded. Oh, man, I want to say in like May-ish, 2010. God, I should really know the date of that. It was a couple of months ago. Anywho, I want to thank Ronnie Rucker for coming through. He didn't have to do that. He had a really great show tonight, and I'm sure he's toasted. But he came on through and showed some support. Appreciate that. Always appreciate Girl from Detroit for joining me as well as Jane Wayne, who I guess just sort of ducked in and ducked out. She did a wave at least. That was nice. Nice of her to wave. Well, it's just me and you, girl, from Detroit again. We can get back to business here in a second. I want to try to dim the lights here and get a little more comfortable. Make sure you're doing okay. You have something to drink? Is there anything I can get you? Don't want you to move. Jane Wayne just bailed, came through, waved, and left. What is that all about? Come on, girl. Not girl from Detroit, mean Jane Wayne. Girl. Presuming she's the girl. He, maybe, it. Okay, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. So Kings of Leon was a musical guest of Saturday Night Live, and I'm sure I liked the song they played. It wasn't bad. But there was wasn't actually, yeah, it didn't exactly blow me away. Let's just put it that way. So, I don't know, I'm kind of out of the loop. I found out, I was following on Twitter today. Apparently, Kanye West came out with a movie on BET today. Like, when did it? Just out of nowhere. Okay. Kanye's movie came out on BET right now. Debuted. Where was that from? Where'd that come from? There was no pre-game hype for that. There was no hint of that. Maybe there was. I just wasn't paying attention. I was kind of out of nowhere. I just got tweets that Kanye's got a movie on BET right now. Oh, no. On Saturday Night Live, they're doing a parody on the the guy who the red, it's too damn hot party guy. It's great. That's fucking hilarious.
I will make sure that you money in your pocket and breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You hear that? Somebody's stomach just growled. That was a children's stomach just growled because the rent is too damn high. You know how much a one-bedroom apartment costs in Manhattan? $77,000 a month. You know what a roof costs? You can't afford it. You know what breakfast, lunch, and dinner costs? Put it this way. It'd be cheaper to eat a roof. You probably look at me and you think to yourself, what is he, just another Washington insider? What is it? What is it, part of the establishment? Well, believe it or not, I have never been a governor anywhere. People ask, if elected, how would you lower our rent? Simple. The rent is too damn high. A house in Queens cost $17 million. Part three.
What?
If elected president, I will make sure every single American eats breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You on a diet? Too bad. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You in a car driving around all day? Pull over. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You already ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner? I don't care. You're going to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner again. Cause why? Because the rent is too damn high.
Now, Mr. McMillan, what about these reports that you yourself haven't paid rent since the 80s?
You know why I don't pay my rent, sir?
Well, if I had to guess, I would say it's because the rent.
The rent is too damn high. So this Halloween, vote for Jimmy McMillan. With your help, I hope to become the first black governor ever elected from the rent is too damn high party. Climb aboard the Jimmy McMillan Express. You can grab on here or here. Because it's going to be a wild ride. A very short, very wild ride.
Jimmy McMillan, everybody!
Oh, I love it. So good. So, so good. So good. Oh, I hope you could hear that. I don't know. That was great. And on that note... I think I need to get a soundbite that just says the rent is too damn high instead of just playing this all the time.
Thank you, very nice.
It gets old after a while. Oh, too bad Ronnie couldn't stick around. I wanted to play some burners for him. I played burners. Maybe you already heard burners when I played them the other night. You already saw it, Girl from Detroit. Yeah, because you live on the other side of the world from me. Yeah, we're just getting to the news in SNL out here on the West Coast. Anywho, Girl from Detroit, do you like Primus? How do you feel about Primus? Because I could play some Primus here. Primus, they just announced their New Year's shows in, I think, Oakland, the Fox Theater. They're doing one night, it's Primus doing Sailing the Seas of Cheese in its entirety. And then, and opening up for them that night is The Residents. And then that's the night before, that's the 30th. Then the 31st, the actual New Year's Eve night, is Primus, but the opening acts are Les Claypool's Flying Frog Brigade or something like that. One of his Les Claypool solo. And also Dead Kenny G's, which is Scarrett, Mike, Dylan, and some other cats. So it's basically just going to be a freak out. with Les Claypool and friends in Primus on New Year's in Oakland, which sounds kind of tempting. Girl from Detroit says no. Meaning you don't like Primus? I've hyped up Primus here and you're just not even interested. Do you like Primus? Girl from Detroit. Come on, people in Detroit like Primus, right? No? They have a song called Kalamazoo. And they maybe, no, I don't have it on here, but they do give Michigan some love. That's fine. Primus isn't there for everybody. Maybe like Pete Seeger. Not interested. Wow. Okay, moving along. What else do we got here? Well, I want to play this. I wanted to play this earlier for Ronnie, but he's already gone, but I'm going to play it anyway. Talked about Street Sweeper Social Club. Here's Street Sweeper Social Club covering the Coup's Everything. Right here on your After Party Sexy Time show, give me a call, 347-826-7667.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every sentiment's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sentence spent. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kind of black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything.
Everybody, so you light it up.
Yeah, so I guess that song ended. Okay, so girl from Detroit once, some Kings of Leon. So I mentioned them. Which definitely watch Saturday Night Live again if you want more Kings of Leon. But yeah, I'll get to some Kings of Leon in a minute. But before that, let's listen to. Let's listen to this. I'll be right back. Girl from Detroit wants me to play this song because she says it goes with my Facebook status. I just jokingly to test whether I could post on Facebook anymore because I'll try an all day to post on Facebook. By the way, I'm poking your back right now, Girl from Detroit. Excuse me. I need to get some water. Run out of water. Well, while I go run and get some water, let's see. Well, first of all, I want to thank Girl from Detroit for identifying Emma Stone. She was an enigma to me before tonight, and now I am familiar with her and her work somewhat. Not really. Wow, I love Reese's. Anything Reese's. You ever notice you go to the candy store and there's just all kinds of different Reese's products? Like, there must be over like 50 different variations of Reese's products. Seriously, they got like the wafers, they got like the crunch thing that's like sort of like almost competing with the Butterfingers. Yeah. Anyways, Girl from Detroit, I got your song coming up. You just keep your panties on there, honey. We'll get to your song. Don't worry. Yeah, I need to get some water. I'm going to go get some water. Get a little feeling, a little cotton mouth, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm going to get to that track right now for you. I'm going to play that 70%. Let me know if it sounds good or not. Anyways, this is for your girl, in, my girl from Detroit, in my chat room. It's just you and me, baby. This is for you. And my Facebook status, this is Kings of Leon with Sex on Fire. On your after-party sexy time show, give me a call, 347-826-7667.
I
Wow, I had to run to get that water. That song is so fat. It's a quick song. It's a short song. Sex on Fire. A Girl in Detroit. So now I'm blowing up on Facebook now. Oh, yeah, so the Giants. Giants defeated the Phillies tonight, and it was Brian Wilson who came in for the save, and it was a great post on Facebook, interview with him with Jim Rome. Anyways, so there you have it, Kings of Leon for A Girl from Detroit. How about that for taking care of requests on the fly? Right here on your After Party Sexy Time show. We do take requests. We can do some naughty phone talk time later if you like. But we're into our second hour here. Second hour for me to take your calls about anything and everything you could ever possibly want to talk about and more. Girl from Detroit, feel free to join me. We have 50 minutes left. It'd be a shame if we went 50 minutes without talking. Maybe I'll do a little blast on the Twitter and see. See what that what happens with that. And while I'm doing that, I will be playing some tunage for you. I'm going to go with definitely not some Primus. This girl from Detroit made it pretty clear, no Primus. It's fine, no problem. We can accommodate all kinds of requests. We can even accommodate people requesting us not to play something. Anyways, here's some Weezer. You like Weezer, right? Come on. Who doesn't like Weezer, right? Oh, more buffering. That sucks. Anyways, I'll be right back. 347-826-7667.
When I was younger, I used to go and tip California. Actually, I didn't do that, cause I didn't want the cat to be sad. Some of my friends did. They were all just a little bit wicked. They throw up mailboxes with the baseball back over the record.
Everybody gets dangerous. There must be a guardian.
there you have it. The King with A Mess of Blues. Before that, Weezer with Everybody Get Dangerous. And don't everybody get dangerous at once, though, please. I want to thank Girl from Detroit for making this show possible. Without her being here, this would be a podcast that probably would have been over by now. But we're gonna champ through this here. The glory's gonna roll on. We have another 40 minutes to go on the program. Watched a little bit of the Saturday Night Live there during the break. Unimpressed. But I was impressed with Keenan's impersonation of the guy from the Rent Is Too Damn High party. That was classic. If anything good came out of this political cycle, it was that guy got his 15 minutes of fame. Good for him. The rent is too damn high. No shit. You would think that somebody would have thought of that one sooner. Anyways, it's storming Norman outside right now. We're getting some chilly, rainy weather here in the better part of the Bay Area. Uh-oh, here's some Kings of Leon. Let's go to that right now. Thank you. once again from their Saturday Night Live performance. That was Kings of Leon, who performed on Saturday Night Live earlier tonight. And I also dedicated Sex on Fire to a girl from Detroit. Played that for her earlier. Oh, boy. Too much excitement. Not enough hours in the day. So, anywho, what's going down, girl from Detroit? How are things in Detroit right now? Is it, are you snowed in yet? Is it sub-zero conditions again? How are things, how are you keeping warm these days? Lights on, everything's functioning, people are safe. I hope so. If not, you should have a party anyways.
Partizani.
There you have it. Chantal with Disco Partizani off of the record of the same name, Disco Partizani. Want to thank Girl from Detroit for hanging with me through the entire length of the program. Thank you to all our listeners that have been popping in and out this evening / morning. It's now 1 a.m. on the Pacific here in beautiful Northern California. Want to thank Girl from Detroit for hanging close with me here, baby. Yeah, we have a queue. That's the thing. It's 1 a.m., so a lot of people are... So a lot of shows are ending right now. So the leftover folks are kind of reshuffling and, like, just checking out. I mean, hell, there's probably only, like, 5 or 6 chat rooms left open now. So people are jockeying for position and trolling around and working it out and feeling things out. Like you and I have been doing pretty much all night here, Girl from Detroit, just sort of. It's just been you and I here on this voyage into the early morning. And we've had various characters pop in and out, but Girl from Detroit had to check out and see what kind of blast I was going to do. I did actually... featured you in my blast. I didn't blast you, but I made a blast with you in it. Well, that sounds weird, but I did a little Twitter and I said that I was out with Girl from Detroit. So people in the know would know who that is. Well, it was great to have Ronnie come by earlier. That was cool. And, it's already Sunday. It's football's coming up. And, of course, we're all excited here in the Bay Area. We have the Giants going to the World Series. Game one starts Wednesday right here in San Francisco. That should be an interesting one. The Texas Rangers and the San Francisco Giants. It will no doubt be an interesting matchup. I guess that guy Cliff Lee or whatever, Geddy Lee, whoever that guy is, the pitcher for Lee for the Texas Rangers, a lefty, he might pitch 3 games. Sorry, Girl from Detroit, you cannot catch them quick enough. See, well, this is what I'm telling you. It's 1 a.m. People are shuffling around. They're like, well, hey, whoa, what's this over here? And, yeah, you know, they pop in and they see that you and I are having some one-on-one time here, and I think they know to just leave us alone and let us do our thing. Of which we have 26 minutes left to do. Yeah. So that was guest 145. Yeah, we had a few there for a while. You know what's great though is that when I look at this in my archive, it'll say I had like 12 listeners when in reality it was just me and you the whole time. All these other people just like popped in and out for like a second. Oh, except for Ronnie. Ronnie was here for 3 seconds. But yeah, the World Series is coming to town Wednesday. Really excited about that. The Giants, everybody's just kind of like jumping on the bandwagon here. nobody cares. Nobody seems to care. It was just like, yep, Bay Pride. Bay Area love is what's happening, folks. People are either growing their hair out long to emulate Tim Lincecum, or they're wearing the black beard for Brian Wilson. Some people are doing both, and they end up looking like Dave Navarro. I think that's what you get technically when you combine Tim Lincecum with Brian Wilson, you get Dave Navarro. It's just sort of logical. I want to thank Conservative TNT for coming through. Conservative TNT also has a show here on Blog Talk. I've seen TNT, both of them. Of course, there's Conservative T and then there's T, right? Am I wrong? It's Conservative T and T. So there's like a T and a Conservative T. Either one, both of them do their own show. Great. There's not enough conservative talk shows out there. We need more. I appreciate the love coming through. Girl from Detroit, of course. I guess we'll have to resume our one-on-one foreplay a little bit later, now that we have guests. Anyways, this is Vince the Bay taking your calls, 347-826-7667. We can chop it up about anything and everything. Conservative TNT, if you want to call in, if there's something that's just weighing on your mind and you have an urge to share it with us here, feel free to do so. 347-826-7667. If not, I'm just going to keep moving along here. I've got some more tracks I can throw down for us. Keep the party rolling along. The Giants are sort of the underdog in this whole thing. They barely made it into the playoffs. Just sort of scratched and clawed their way into contention and into the playoffs, and just sort of squeaked it out and got into the World Series. I can't believe it. It's unreal. And it's kind of bittersweet to see Barry Bonds witnessing it from the stands. I'm sure he wished. I mean, he got his shot, but I don't know. There's something going on with this team. They just, that was, I mean, that last game, or game last night, was very nerve-wracking for both sides. Like, I was watching it in a pro San Francisco crowd, and people that I was watching it with were just as on edge as all the people they showed in the stands in Philadelphia. And Brian Wilson came through. And Brian Wilson's a character, too. I don't know if you've ever seen interviews with him, but he's an interesting guy. And good for him. He's doing well. And he's got one hell of a beard that he's rocking. I wouldn't encourage everyone to rock the Brian Wilson beard. I think Brian Wilson can pull it off. So weird. They flashed his headshot from the team. What do you call it? The thing they give out at the ballpark, the program. Like, they take those photos at the beginning of the year. He didn't have the beard at the beginning of the year. Looks like a completely different guy. It's insane. But he's an interesting character. I caught this, he did an interview with Jim Rome that was pretty interesting. I hate Jim Rome. But he kind of schooled Jim Rome. He kind of put him in his place. He's good. He's, I like how that Brian Olsen thinks. Anyways, yeah, I can chop it up about baseball. We can talk about conservative TNT. You are obviously more into the political side of things here, and I'd be happy to engage you in some healthy debates on any of the pressing issues. It seems like the big topic that I was talking about earlier for the last couple of days, the last couple of cycles, has been Juan Williams. And everybody seems to have an opinion about Juan Williams. And this is what, you know, you look at Juan Williams and Rick Sanchez and Helen Thomas and all these people. They're becoming, the news is becoming the news now. Like, there's a whole new cottage industry now that is, like, covering the news people themselves. Like, these sites like Mediaite, which basically just cover the reporting itself from different news outlets, cable TV channels. And it's bizarre. Like, reporters are basically celebrities now. I mean, they don't write for newspapers anymore, so they got to do something, right? Like, 10, 15, 20 years ago, Juan Williams was writing for, what, the Washington Post? I mean, just recently got into this NPR gig. And that was kind of like papers sort of faded out and people started doing broadcast media. And that's sort of fading out and morphing into social media and new media or whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, I'm right there with you, conservative T. Jim Rome, that bugs me. Every once in a while he'll have a zinger, like a one-liner that'll be like, okay, that was fine. All right, that was good. It was worth it for that. Like, his Twitter, thankfully, he's not too obnoxious on his Twitter. I was afraid at first when I started following him on Twitter. But he's not that. I think he's more obnoxious on his show than he is on his Twitter, which is encouraging. Which means tells me he's just trying to, like, I don't know, overemphasize things on his show. Well, looks like we have a caller here. Let's go to the phones. 200. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince. How are you? This is Conservative TNT.
Conservative TNT, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Good, good. You can call me Sean.
I'm sorry?
I said you can call me Sean. That's probably easier.
Sean, yeah, that is a lot easier.
Yes,
I was
going
to resort to CTT, but Sean is so much more succinct and easy.
Yeah, whatever works for you. I'm not too picky.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So what's going on?
I'm actually glad to see the Giants get in there. Giants playing the Rangers. Something new. You know, it's not the same old Yankees and Phillies and so.
Thank
I'm
God.
Actually, oh yes, I'll actually watch this World Series. I haven't watched the past few.
My default is anybody yet but the Yankees. I actually lived in New York for a couple of years, and I didn't really like the Yankees before I lived in New York, and I hated them even more when I left New York, because there's sort of like this unspoken, pretentious, bandwagon-y, like, sort of Yankee pride that's just disgusting. I hate it. And so after living there, I was like intensely hated the Yankees. So I was glad to see they got knocked out. And since I'm a Bay Area, I'm technically an A's fan, but since the A's aren't really doing much these days, you gotta at least support the Bay Area, the Bay Area team. So I'm really happy to see the Giants do well and see everybody get stoked about the team.
As long as it's somebody new to me. And Jim Rome, well, Jim Rome just, I turn on his show every once in a while and I watch for about 3 minutes and he just annoys me, so I have to turn it off again.
Yeah, I can't stand that guy. I never liked him at all. But he gets great interviews. There was this interview that somebody sent me on Facebook that was Brian Wilson with Jim Rome. You should look up, it's on YouTube somewhere, Brian Wilson and Jim Rome interview. And Brian Wilson's just being a complete just idiot. He's just like, well, he's not being an idiot. He's just being sarcastic pretty much the whole time. And you could tell Jim Rome is kind of like, kind of out of his element for a second there, where he's just like, hey, wait a second, I'm usually the guy that's keeping the guest off balance. What the fuck's going on here? But it's a good one. Oh, jeez, snap. I just stepped on my cord. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Wow, I just stepped on my cord from the from my headset. That's crazy. Seems designed pretty well.
I guess
do a commercial for them. So what else is going on, Sean?
Yep.
Shane?
Sean?
Sean, right.
Yes.
What else is going on? Did you have a show tonight? What's going on? Anything going on tonight?
Yeah. I actually my show just ended right before into your show.
What was the topic tonight on your show?
Well, we were just going. I was talking about Juan Williams for a little while and talking about a couple other things. But then I got some callers and it got onto the abortion debate and then everything went crazy. So
yeah, what I think is interesting about the timing of this Juan Williams thing is it comes the same week. It's almost cover for what was really going on with NPR this week, which the real story is that Soros and his foundation and the Tides Foundation, these big behemoths on the left, are throwing down millions to NPR, Media Matters, and the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, that's like blatant. I mean, it's blatantly buying propaganda, and they're using this Juan Williams thing as cover, and it's all going on during this pledge drive. So now they're going to rally the troops because they're going to be like, oh yeah, well, obviously Juan Williams was being insensitive or whatever. We got to rally to the defense of NPR and donate, And meanwhile, people on the other side are saying, oh, we got to defund NPR. It's pretty much defunded as it is. I mean, you can't really pull the rug out much farther from underneath them. But whatever, it is what it is. I like Juan. I think he adds a good element to Fox News, and I think he's getting a little soft, though. The thing is, with the lefty pundits on the Fox News, they get beat down so hard that they get really soft. Like Alan Combs and Mark Lamont Hill and Juan Williams. These guys just get beat down on a daily basis. And like Juan Williams lately has been kind of soft. You know, and I think that translates to something else to the NPR folks. So they obviously had their eyeballs on getting rid of him for a while. They didn't want any ties to Fox News whatsoever, basically, is what it boils down to.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. They just wanted to get him out of there. They didn't. They were looking for something to get rid of him for, and he said that, and no, away he goes. I'm not really sure how much Soros is gonna, Soros is gonna fund these people, and that's just the nature of the game. The people with the most money are gonna fund their, you know, their political ideology. But there have been a lot of Democrats, a lot of people on the left, siding with Juan Williams on this, and you say, well, why'd you fire him? He has a right to his opinion. So I think it actually may backfire on them to the point where they may not get as much, private funding from the everyday citizens. Public funding, I should say, sorry.
I tend to agree with that. I think ultimately it puts NPR in a bad light and makes them look kind of lame, and which they have been lame for a while now. I never even heard Juan Williams on NPR ever. I guess I never will, but he would always be on Fox News, and they pump him up as this NPR commentator or whatever. And I swear, I mean, I don't listen to a lot of NPR. I hardly listen to any anymore. But, I've gone through phases of listening to it and over the last 10 years when he supposedly was there. And I can't remember one time ever hearing him on there. I mean, he must be pop up on one show that I just happen to never hear. But I can't think of any show I've ever heard him on ever. I think of NPR, I think of Terry Gross and all these really dry, bland, old school, graying, baby boomer hit, leftover hippie sort of person. And I think if I heard a Juan Williams on there, I would have noticed it. And, that just baffles my mind that I never heard him on there ever.
Me either. I listened to NPR multiple times. I actually even listened to NPR to try to find Juan Williams, and I could never find him on there. And now that he is off of NPR, now that he is fully with Fox News, and he'll be able to get more exposure because they'll put him on more. He'll get something else.
Oh, he's loving it. He's the person that wins in this whole thing. The whole person that wins, Juan Williams is the winner in all of this.
Yep.
He's got a bigger contract. What, he got $2 million for a couple of years, and and he got to host the O'Reilly Factor the day after that all that shit went down. He got to completely blast NPR on that show. He's looking like the champ right now.
Oh yeah, he's. I don't know. Fox News probably Rupert Murdoch and all of them in the offices were probably salivating over themselves when they heard that Juan Williams was gone. All they had to do was throw some money at him that they have a bunch of anyway, so they could just throw a bunch of money at the guy and then say, okay, come on. We'll let you say whatever you want to say. We don't care.
They get to smile before the cameras or whatever. Right. Fox News wins in this too.
Oh yeah,
but not
because
that
people want to hear Juan Williams.
Yeah, and now Juan Williams is all of a sudden relevant. He was just basically the token liberal talking head on Fox News with, on the basic shows. And all of a sudden, now he's like a household name. Good for him. Good for Juan Williams.
Yeah.
And it just blows me away. Because these are the same, these NPR shows, just like MSNBC. They accuse all these Tea Partiers of being racist. And what do? They have the one token black guy they have, they get rid of.
Yep.
Same thing with MSNBC. They had one token black guy. They got rid of him. That guy Carlos. Remember that dude? I forgot his name. Carlos something. He never really hosted anything. He just kind of showed up on like Morning Joe and like all these shows, different shows that they've tried out in the mornings. He's just kind of rotated around. Gone. Or they still have Tamron Hall, who's fucking smoking hot. God, she's fucking amazing. But yeah, it's just funny with it. And this whole debate, this whole Muslim thing where it's I just think it's comical where the left is kind of like, oh, you can't just lump all Muslims together. Yet they're willing to lump all these Tea Partiers into being racist. Like they, on the one hand, it's like, oh, all the Tea Partiers, Fox News, all they're all automatically racist. But if you say all Muslims are evil, suddenly, you know, that's a bad thing.
And what Juan Williams really, what Juan Williams said was really, it wasn't anything different than what a majority of people think. I mean, if a person gets on a plane and they sit in front, they sit behind somebody in full Muslim garb, they're probably going to have some thoughts. Do I really want to fly on this flight? Do I really want to go? Do I really want to sit here? I'm not sure. I mean, I've been in that situation too, and I've had thoughts about, maybe I shouldn't be on this flight. Maybe that makes me a bad person. I don't know. But, I mean, I've had those thoughts.
Yeah, and the thing is, the whole point he was making with that was that you shouldn't have to, you shouldn't act on that right on those thoughts or like be dominated by that fear, that you should get past it and not let it, cause anxiety and cause you to be prejudiced and stuff like that. Because if you think about it, all the Muslims that supposedly attacked us, I don't think any of them were wearing burqas. They're all like, supposedly all the 9/11 hijackers were just plain clothes. I mean, if anything, real terrorists would try to just blend in. They wouldn't even, wear anything like that that would cause anybody to look suspiciously at them or whatever. But, anywho, looks like we're coming to the end of the show here. So I'm going to wrap things up. Sean, it's a pleasure to have you on the program here. I have caught your show several times, and I was glad to catch it. It's amazing and fantastic and wonderful to have you here with us, or with me. And my girl from Detroit, who's been holding tight with me in the chat room all night, leading over from another show earlier. Anyways, good times with BTR.
Do you have shows often? I had no idea that you did a show. I mean, I see you around the chats. I've seen you in my show before,
yeah.
And I had no idea you did a show, though.
Yeah, I do. I don't do anything on a regular basis. I just kind of, whenever I have a chance to, because my schedule is kind of all over the place. And usually I just come into BTR and go to the shows I like and And if there's no shows on that I like, sometimes I'll do a show. Or if I'm on a show and it ends and I want to keep going, I'll just do a show and say, hey, let's go over here. But,
all right.
Yeah,
well, so thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for calling in. And make sure to follow me on Blog Talk, so when I do have a show, you'll be alerted.
Oh, I will. Definitely. Thank you, sir.
All right. All right. Thanks, Sean. We'll catch you later, man. That was Sean from Conservative TNT. Check out his show on Blog Talk Radio. And check me out whenever I'm on the air. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio. And this is Vince in the Bay saying sayonara. See you next time. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Peace out, y'all.